Today is 4th of July, but amid global uprisings demanding racial justice, the hashtag All Countries Matter is trending on social media. To hear more about this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jessa Lingle, Assistant Professor at the Annenberg School for Communication at the University of Pennsylvania. Jessa, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So please tell us about the hashtag All Countries Matter. What is this?
So it started off on Facebook sort of as a conversation about, anticipating last month, and it started off anticipating 4th of July and wanting to create a conversation about American nationalism in the context of larger conversations, both, I think, about COVID and also about police brutality and racial inequality. So interestingly, a lot of ideas float around on the internet, but this one actually seems to have come to fruition, mostly on Twitter, where people all over are posting the hashtag All Countries Matter, and then posting photos of, the countries where they live, or in some cases, fictional countries. And it's meant to be both a genuine, I think, celebration of the many different countries of the world, and it's also meant to be a statement about All Lives Matter.
So maybe help sort that out, because sometimes these things go viral and people get confused. They don't know if they're like for something or against something.
Right. Yeah. So, I do think that any hashtag sort of can start with one idea and then sort of take on multiple meanings, especially the more people who get on board. So I think their original idea was very much to be a critique against, a Republican narrative where if all lives matter, then surely all countries should matter. So sort of trying to use that same logic as a form of critique around the original. But I also think that for some people who are posting this hashtag, it's just a genuine, why not celebrate Iceland too on 4th of July? Like, why not treat it as a day that's important for people in the United States, but also important everywhere? But it is, if you, scroll through Twitter right now and you see the different photos or messages that are accumulating under this thread, you see a lot of photos from around the world and also some conversations that are very much, trying to push back on a very nationalist, very isolationist view of the United States and United States priorities right now.
Let's look at the bigger picture. How has social media become a vehicle for driving social change?
We've had this kind of people who study the internet have been having this conversation for a long time around the ways that digital media helps, amplify a message, can help raise social awareness, can help organize events from everything from brass tacks down to having really ideological debates. But definitely in a moment where so many of us are trying to stay inside, trying to stay quarantined, people who might want to have, conversations about what the 4th of July means are doing it digitally because that's the option that's available to us. So a lot of these conversations around digital media and protests are taking on a new and very specific light in light of stay-at-home orders.
And just very briefly, take 15 seconds. Social media, is it here to stay?
Oh, definitely. It's not going anywhere, although how we think of it is always going to change. It's really more of a mirror that shows us what is going on in society rather than something that's just going to fade away.
Jessa Lingle, Assistant Professor at the Annenberg School for Communication at the University of Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.